The clearance procedures for ships approaching Zyost were far too regulated to actually be efficient, but they passed through the gauntlet of customs and security with little difficulty and were given permission to land. Once the Prosperity touched down, the faceless guards tasked with authorizing their presence on the Imperial-controlled world simply asked Nostoral a few routine questions, ran a quick verification of the ship's registration, and made a perfunctory search of the interior before waving them through. Safely out of earshot, Theron couldn't help but whisper, "If we knew customs was just going to wave us through, we wouldn't have had to ship the decryption core here ahead of time."
"The Empire has ears everywhere."
Duly chastened, Theron decided to keep any further smart-mouthed comments to himself. As they made their way from the landing bay to a speeder waiting outside the spaceport to take them to Tefeth's contact, Theron couldn't help but marvel at the cosmopolitan feel of the crowd. He counted at least a dozen different species from every corner of the galaxy, including sectors where countless Republic soldiers had given their lives to save the local populations from being conquered and enslaved by the Sith. The scene was even more difficult to fathom when one considered Zyost's history. The Sith had fled here over 20,000 years ago, when a war of succession reduced Korriban to an uninhabitable wasteland. They adopted Zyost as their new homeworld, and at one time, it had even served as the capital of the Sith Empire. No one from the Republic had ever even officially set foot on Zyost. Since its founding, it had remained under the absolute control of the xenophobic Sith Empire. Even as recently as a decade ago, the only non-human, non-Sith purebloods on the world would have been slaves in chains or cages. Now, however, the planet had been reinvented as the gateway to the Empire, the place where anyone seeking an alternative to dealing with the Republic was welcome to come and do business with the Sith. While some might see Zyost's newfound openness as proof the Empire had become more tolerant and accepting, Theron wasn't fooled. The Imperials were losing the war. They were desperate. So desperate, they were willing to swallow their bigotry to welcome the so-called lesser species with open arms, at least on this one planet. Theron's thoughts were interrupted by a subtle nudge from Nostoral. The Jedi Master was looking up at a nearby holoscreen running an official news report. The images primarily showed the mangled wreckage of several medium-sized Republic ships, the kind used in hit-and-run attacks on Imperial fleets. The voice of an Imperial shill played over the images of death and destruction.
"A recent attempt by the Republic and anti-Imperial separatists to conquer the loyal citizens of the Boronol system was easily repulsed by the might of the Imperial defenders."
One shot in particular grabbed Theron's attention. Two halves of a Republic vessel floating side by side. The hull split cleanly between bow and stern, like a giant saw had sliced it through. He knew of only one ship in the galaxy with laser cannons powerful enough to inflict that kind of damage. The images changed to show several city blocks on the planetary surface that had been leveled by an orbital bombardment. Most of the buildings were reduced to rubble. Those few that still stood had huge chunks torn away to expose the bent and twisted durasteel beams that supported their frames. The streets were impassable, choked with debris and the bodies of innocent civilians.
"Before the arrival of their Imperial saviors, the citizens of Boronol were subjected to a cowardly assault from the Republic fleet orbiting their world,"